Welcome to Notes from the Electronic Cottage. I'm Jim Campbell. Have you got a cell phone? If so, you're in the majority. Almost three-quarters of the world's population carries a wireless phone these days, and a lot of those are so-called smartphones, essentially small computers with calling capability and often GPS location technology. Location technology is much in the news recently, including in the major news media. Even the U.S. Senate is holding hearings on location-based technology and its potential impact on personal privacy. So what's going on, and what does it all mean to folks who enjoy the convenience of being always available to friends and business associates and feeling a sense of security because they can make a phone call from anywhere, anytime with their cell phones? And why all the fuss now? Cell phones are certainly not a new phenomenon. What is new is that people are beginning to realize that cell phones and smartphones, whether the smartphones are of the iPhone or of the Android variety, are recording location information that is particular to that phone, and not only sending that information back to central servers owned by Apple or Google or Verizon, but are also storing that information on the phone itself in hidden files. In the case of the iPhone, it turned out that a hidden file on the iPhone holds a year's worth of data that showed where that phone had been, and, since the phone belonged to a person, presumably where that person had been as well. This caused such a stink that even the daily newspapers and radio and television news were all over it. So we don't need to review the story of the revelation of this information, the long silence on the subject by the companies involved, or the assertion, finally, that everything that the companies did was, after all, done with the permission of users, even if the users didn't realize that they'd given their permission. Instead, it might be worth thinking about this whole topic of location tracking on personal communication devices like cell phones. By the way, unless you've dug into the browser that you use on your personal computer and changed some obscure settings, your desktop or laptop computer is probably also sending information about your location to tons of websites. But that's a topic for another day. Back to cell phones and smartphones. Why do companies, ranging from your cell phone providers such as Verizon or AT&T, to the manufacturers of your smartphone's operating system, like Apple or Google, seem so interested in knowing where you are? And should users of cell phones be aware, at the very least, of what data is being collected about their locations, and to what use that information can be put? One answer to the first question is pretty straightforward. In order for your cell phone service provider to route a call to you, it has to know where your phone is. In order to enable you to make a call, your cell phone has to find a local cell phone service tower. So far, so good. That is, after all, what you pay $70 or $80 or $100 a month for. And in order to bill you correctly, the cell phone provider like Verizon or US Cellular or AT&T has to keep track of where you called from, where you called to, and how long you were on the phone. Nothing revolutionary about that. It's the same thing that happens when you use a landline at home. And who cares if the phone company knows where you are when you're at home? Your address is a public record anyway. Except, with a cell phone, you are often not at home, and where you are is not a public record. Or, at least it didn't used to be. You're at a store that you go to often, or at your doctor's office, or picking up your child at school, or volunteering on a political campaign, or even in the lobby of your therapist's office. Thanks to the federal 911 law, the cell company has to be able to know where you are to within an area about the size of a football field, or less, whether or not your phone includes GPS technology. And the cell phone company needs to keep records about where you are in order to bill you. How long does the cell phone company need to keep those records? And how long does it actually keep them? Who knows? But one thing we do know, information about where you go can be of great interest to any number of parties besides you and your family. Perhaps most obviously, for those who watch TV cop shows or read police procedural mysteries, cell phone records, and even the current location of a cell phone, can be of great interest to police and intelligence agencies. But many others find this information quite tasty as well, which is why cell phone companies bundle up that kind of location data and sell it. Sell it, you say? Who would want to buy it? Well, for starters, any companies that want you to buy something from them. On the simplest level, companies would love to know where you shop, and particularly know the stores you go to where you don't buy anything, or only buy with cash, since they can't find that out by purchasing information about your credit card expenditures. Then they'd like to know what you're interested in. Do you go to movies? How often? Do you go to sporting events? Which ones? Do you prefer attending concerts? Which type? Do you go to bookstores? Do you visit car dealers? You get the idea. The better a company knows your interests and tastes, the better they can tailor sales pitches to you, and thus be more effective in getting you to make a purchase. And since your cell phone can let advertisers know where you are in real time, advertisers can send you alerts about special incentives in the area where you're located at the moment. Already, in some places, your phone will ring or you'll get a text message telling you about a great deal on jeans at a store that you're just about to pass. Or that for the next 10 minutes, cell phones know what time it is too, you can get a free coffee if you buy a pastry at the coffee shop at the next corner. And the list goes on, and we're only at the beginning of such location-based advertising. If you've seen the movie Minority Report, you have an idea of what's on the horizon. In short, you don't need to have a fancy smartphone for all kinds of people to be interested in knowing where you are at any moment, and where you've been over the past months, or perhaps even years. Some of those people are obviously advertisers. Some are police. Some might be divorce attorneys, or a spouse that doesn't like it that you've headed off to a shelter for abused spouses. But what if you, like millions upon millions of others, do have a smartphone? Does that fact up the ante of what might happen if others know where you've been or where you are? Good question. And we'll take it up on a future edition of Notes from the Electronic Cottage.